It's Lou and Dave. This is the morning show.
We've been doing a little bit of this lately, Lou, here. We have a few star students coming in there. You know, it's
one of my favorite things. We're finding kids doing good things.
Right. It's towards the end of the school year where, you know, there's not a whole lot of studying going on. But
There's no studying going on.
A whole lot of field trips, a whole lot of practices, a whole lot of coming in late for good reasons. And we've got a student coming in late to school this morning for good reason. And that is to be on the WEBO morning show. And we'd like to say good morning this morning to Owego Apple Aiken Middle School student Sarah Terry. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Good.
Good. Thank you for coming in this morning. We didn't wake you up early.
No.
But we are getting you into school late today.
We have it on good authority that she's an early riser.
Are you really an early riser? You like getting up early?
Kind of.
Kind of. That's better than most, really.
Yeah.
At middle school age, that's pretty good. Sarah's here, and she's brought, not her whole family, but most of her family with her this morning. Yep. Here in the studio to hang out with us. Good morning to Sarah's dad. Good morning, Dad.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Oh, not bad.
Thanks for coming in and bringing everybody in here. Sarah, you play a little bit of ball, don't you?
Yeah.
Tell us about that. When did you first start playing some ball?
Probably at 5 or 6. I started playing baseball, and I really liked it, and I was, like, really good, so I got to be pulled up a lot at, like, age 8, 9. So, yeah.
What made you, I got to ask you this question. What made you good? What were you able to do better than the rest of the girls?
Hit.
You could hit the ball.
Pitch.
And field the ball? Could you field it well?
Yeah.
And you just took naturally to baseball?
Yeah.
She gets it.
Did Dad have an influence there?
I don't know.
Maybe a little bit. I think she got a lot of it. She had older brothers and sisters that were playing sports, and she looked up to them.
So they pulled you up. When you were just starting out, they moved you up to the higher brackets.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. And now, what are you doing now? What are you playing now? What level are you playing?
11 and 12-year-olds for softball.
So you made the transition from baseball to softball?
Yeah.
Was that hard?
Wasn't easy, but yeah, it was pretty hard.
What's the biggest challenge going from baseball to softball?
Probably the pitchers and how they pitch and, like, hitting, because it's a lot of different stuff to that.
And you like softball?
Yeah.
Okay.
I probably like it better.
See, I'm used to baseball, right? I'm a guy. Guys play the baseball and whatever, and it's, you know, they wind up and they throw it. When I watch softball, like, if you were to look into my eyes, you could see the fear in my soul.
Absolutely.
When I watch these girls pitch softball, it's just like my life flashes before my eyes. I mean, these pitches are fierce. I mean, they come barreling down there and the whole wind up and underhanded throw, and I just want to run and hide, really.
Well, when they step back, when they're on the bump out there and they step back, when that first move, they get the ball in their hand and they step back.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I just...
It's like intimidating, right? Like,
I'm throwing up the white flag.
Yeah.
Don't hit me!
It's very intimidating if you're going out as a coach trying to warm a pitcher up and you don't have gear on. Some of these girls can throw the ball and that gets scary.
Take you out.
Sir, are you a pitcher?
No.
You're a fielder?
Yeah, I'm first base.
First base?
I cannot
pitch. Left-handed or right-handed?
Right-handed.
Do you hit both ways?
No, I wish I did, though.
Just a right-handed hitter.
Yeah.
Okay. So now, you've come up, you're how old?
12.
You're 12 years old. You've been playing in this league for a while, but there's something special going on. What's up? What are you up to? This pass, punt, and kick? That's football. Pitch, hit, and run.
So tell us about pitch, hit, and run. What's pitch, hit, and run?
So there's like a kind of a tournament at, like, Owego. It's like, and what you do, you pitch. You have, like, 6 balls to hit a target. So if I hit all 6, that's, like, really good. And for
it's not
running,
it's not just hitting the ball. You have to hit a target.
You have to pitch, hit, and run. So you have to do all things. Sort of like a triathlon kind of deal.
Kind of, yeah.
Okay.
And then for running, you start at 2nd. You go to 3rd and then you go home, and that's seeing how fast you can run.
How far is it from second base to your bedroom?
pretty far.
Because you said you run from second all the base way home. To home, yeah. And I wasn't sure if you were
That's not really
home.
Fair. I mean, some no. people live further away than others.
Further away
you know?
Than others, yeah, so it's kind of an unfair advantage. So you had to run from second to third to home
really,
plate.
They should do that last, too,
and they time
more
you, and they, it's mm-hmm. a time thing.
That's how we okay. get them home.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
So do you do pretty good at this? Are you pretty good at this?
I'm fast. Not as fast as I would like to be, but, like, I'm pretty quick.
I would bet that you're faster than us.
Probably.
Yeah. Yeah. So we didn't mention the hit part. So what about that?
The hitting part is there's, like, a measuring tape right at the center, and you hit off a tee, and you get 3 balls. So it's trying to see, like, how accurate you can hit. So if it's, like, straight on the line and, like, really far, that's, like, really good. Mm-hmm. But if it's, like, off to one of the sides, they have to, like, measure it back to where the line was and then take all that off.
Mm-hmm. However
so
far you're
that's probably
going
to be, like, 50 points because that's, like, really far. Uh-huh.
So the object is it long and straight?
Yeah. Like,
center
a line drive. From a tee.
Put me in, coach.
Wow.
Song of the day.
Yeah, absolutely.
I got to ask you a question. You sound like you know the game quite well, and you can hit the ball.
Yeah.
You're a fielder. You're pretty quick, you said. Can you place hit a ball? You know what I mean by place hit? I'm going to put this one in right field.
Yeah.
Put this one in left field.
I can get close. Probably.
We're working on those.
Because that's a skill. I think that's a skill.
It is learning to take a ball inside to left field, a ball outside
put it right
right
where you
field.
Want it. That's impressive. Yeah. Yeah.
So how did this happen? Dad, were you a baseball player or what?
In high school and growing up, yes, was a player. But it just came about. They wanted to start playing sports, and I'm a sports fan. Anything. Uh-huh. So I was happy when they wanted to play. I would do anything.
Yeah. Why not? Right.
To go out there with them and. I mean, start coaching. You're out there with them anyway.
Sure.
Then it just happened. Started coaching and done it here for a while. We've been here. We moved from Atlanta 8 years ago in August and just came into the community and found a home there at the Little League Park. And
it's quite been, a community, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah. I mean, we've been happy.
So how many girls are going to compete in this thing? Do you know? Do you have any idea?
No, not really.
Well, the way it works is they take there's smaller groups where they get together and they'll compete. And if you win out of that group, either the pitch, the hit, or the run, you get to move on to a regional competition, which we did at Rumble Pony Stadium or NYSEG Stadium, mm-hmm. Rumble Ponies. And from there, if each major league ballpark has, they take the top 3 kids in their age group. That scored high enough in New York State, and then they get to go to Yankee Stadium and compete there.
Not bad.
And Sarah was one of the top 3, so we got to go this year. I think they should have. I don't know what the results are. They kind of don't put them out a lot, but the winners that get to move on get to go to the All-Star game in Washington this year.
Wow. Yeah. So you're 12 years old, and you've already played on Yankee Stadium, like,
Two times.
Oh, twice. Once wasn't good enough. Twice. I've never been to Yankee Stadium. Are you kidding me?
Never watched a game there, much less played on the field. So I'd
say
you're doing
pretty
well. I went to
the old Yankee Stadium. I haven't been to the new Yankee Stadium.
That's pretty awesome.
Are you kidding me?
She's like, 2 years left.
Yeah.
No big deal.
She keeps going down there.
Whatever.
They'll have a monument for her in Monument Park.
Yeah.
You know? Cool.
That'd be good, right? Yeah. That's pretty awesome. So, congratulations on that. I mean, that's
Thank
a big
you.
Deal. When did you go and do that? You've gone twice now, right?
One in 2015, and I got second place. That was my first time doing it. And then last week, we went, and I got second place again. But I'm so happy about it.
I would be ecstatic about that. That's pretty awesome. That's great. That's great.
So, what's your future? What's the future hold for you?
Well, I want to continue playing softball, and I had a dream that I want to be on the USA Olympic team, and that's like my dream, and or playing for college for the Florida Gators.
The Florida Gators.
Scholarship, please.
Yeah.
Yeah, scholarship,
yes,
please.
Yes, that'd be great, right?
Well, that's great. You got to have goals.
Yeah.
Right, now you've got
Sounds
you've got
doable.
Your sights set. Yeah, sight set on that. That's really great. We're talking to a future Olympian here today.
We are. Now, very important question. How are your grades? You got good grades? You a good student?
Yeah.
What's your favorite class?
Probably social studies.
All right. History buff.
History buff.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, congratulations on that. And
thank you
also for representing our wonderful community in such a great competition. That's really cool.
Thank you.
A very cool thing. 12 years old, Lou.
Hey, 12 years old, I was still finding my way.
I'm still finding my way. I got to get it going, I think.
They still ask me, what do you want to do when you grow up? And I haven't figured it out
we
yet.
We don't know. Yeah.
Sarah, yeah, it's nice to have your family here.
Yes, congratulations. And thank you guys for coming in. Obviously, we can see how you get the help in doing it. I mean,
we got a volleyball player here.
Yeah.
State champion volleyball player.
Jen, she's on summer break from college, and she woke up before noon. So
summer break. That's
congratulations to you as well, Savannah. Well
day.
Done. Guys, thanks for coming in. And, hey, you know, keep us posted on this stuff. This is good.
Yeah, congratulations.
Always thank happy you. To.
Good luck.
Thanks. Interview an Olympic athlete. So.
That's amazing.
It is 8:29 on the WEBO Morning Show. We're going to do the 8:30 news coming up next here.